Graham Young is from Tūrunanga o Ngāti Rūnu. He's the Trust's tile officer, and he has raised the issue of Māori wards, why it strengthens the hands. Of course, we know that the coalition government are now creating opportunities for the establishment of those wards to be challenged legislatively. Ngāi Mahuta created a framework or a vehicle to have Māori wards established, and many councils have. But now that rearguard action might allow others to determine whether or not they go forward. And that's a matter that Graham Young is with us to speak of. Tēnā koe, Graham. Ko dai o tēnā?
Morena.
Morena, Graham. Tēnā koe. Well, firstly, what's the strength of Māori wards here, and why do you think it would be a retrograde step if they were to be disestablished, as seems to be the case in some local body, rohe? Talk with us about Māori wards from your perspective, please, Graham.
Yes, look, Ngāti Rūnu believes Māori wards have been very successful. Look, there's been over 46 councils that have taken the move to introduce Māori wards since the legislation was changed in 2021, which removed the poll that was required to establishment. So basically freedom was given to Māori to establish Māori wards after 2021, and a lot of councils took up that opportunity to do so. And what we've seen is only positive benefits from that. We've seen equity restored to local government, and we've seen certainly the green shoots of new partnership developing. And without a lot of fuss. Look, we say there was a lot of debate when this poll was removed and Māori wards were allowed to be established by local government. And there was debate, but overall, the introduction of Māori wards has actually resulted in a positive response amongst community. So we see it as a good thing. And we see this as only a retrograde step by what the government's trying to do, and basically put back a barrier to Māori having a say in local government.
Yeah, well, it was infuriating that other wards weren't under the same pressure or didn't have opportunities for them to be shut down, but Māori wards did, and we had organisations like Hobson's Pledge coming in and demanding referenda and getting the numbers, because many of our people, as you'd be aware too, Graham, don't vote or get involved in the submission process. So, where to here? How will Te Runanga o Ngāti Rūnui challenge this situation? I know you've had a recent hui with the Select Committee regarding your perspectives and views. What's next? How else might you table your discontent?
Well, look, we have a lot of discontent over this, because we believe that the legislation that's being introduced by this government is actually constructed on a grievance. You know, it's constructed on a separative approach. And, you know, people like Hobson's Choice put fear back into the community. Their only view is that for everyone to succeed, or for one group to succeed, everyone must fail. And Ngāti Rūnui will just continue to protest against that philosophy. And it is a philosophy. It's not necessarily, we don't believe it's necessarily about just Māori wards. It's a philosophy that groups like Hobson's Pledge apply across a range of areas where Māori are given equity, are given the right position to be a partner, a tiriti partner. And so it's just a theme. And what they do is they engender fear in the community, which is proven through the latest Māori wards that have been created just doesn't exist. And you've seen that, and Ngāti Rūnui is supportive of our local councils, for instance, which one would sometimes assume would be one of the most conservative sets of rural councils, Taranaki councils, have come out and against this legislation. And that's unprecedented for small rural, probably conservative councils, people might think. So we will continue to stand side by side with our local councils. We will continue to fight this. We have been before the Select Committee. We've made our views very well known. I fear that that won't make any difference, and that the government will proceed with this, because it's a coalition pledge that they've put in place. But we will continue to fight. We will continue to call out this grievance and this separative approach that the government is trying to achieve through this legislation, and perhaps through lots of other legislation as well, For instance, fast-track legislation is another example. But Māori wards is important. It does create equity for us. It does create the equality of opportunity for us. And we can't let that go. So all we can do is keep fighting and keep putting that message out there and make sure our views are known.
Tēnā koe. Thanks for some kōrero on that front. You're the Te Ao man for Ngāti Rōnui, and there's a lot to talk about there. You touched on aspects of it, fast-track legislation, TTR, scraping the seafloor, oil and gas exploration, sea-based wind farms. I mean, the challenges environmentally for Ngāti Rōnui are significant. Which do you prioritise fighting hardest for? Obviously, you've got threats on multiple fronts.
Ngāti Rōnui has always challenged and fought on multiple fronts, and we're not afraid to do that. We will continue to prioritise all of those areas. We can do more things than just one thing at a time, but, you know, it is challenging, and the government is making it very challenging, not just for Ngāti Rōnui, but for Māori in general. For instance, you know, we're given less than 10 days to respond to some matters that are going before Parliament. That's completely and utterly inappropriate, and really just reflects, again, like I said, the approach and the philosophy being taken here. But Ngāti Rōnui will front up to everything that affects Ngāti Rōnui, and I know other Māori, iwi, hapu will do the same. We will continue, we will not let this go, and we will stand on all those fronts and make sure our voice is heard.
Ka whawhai, toru mātou. The struggle without end. We're all in this scrap. Don't you worry about that, Graham. Good to catch up with you, Graham. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us, man.
Okay.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much.